शिव बाबा मिले उनके तन में, एक बाबा मिले मधुबन में, शिव बाबा मिले उनके तन में, एक बाबा मिले मधुबन में, शिव बाबा मिले उनके तन में। Bye.
today the resident of the faraway land, Bhagdada, has come to meet his children who have come from different countries in this corporeal world, Bhagdada is seeing all the residents of different lands to be the residents of one land. You may have come from any country, however, all of you have come from one land at the beginning. You remember your eternal land, don't you? You like that land, don't you? Along with the father, you also love your own eternal land, don't you? Today, Bhagdada is observing five forms of all the children. Do you know which are those five forms? You know them, don't you? Brahma with five faces is worshipped. Therefore, Bap Dada is seeing five forms of the children. The first one is the eternal form of a point of light. You remember your form, don't you? You remember that form? Hope you don't forget that form. Your eternal form, a point of light. The second form is the form, your form of a deity at the beginning of the cycle. Have you reached that stage or form of a deity? Have you? Reached that stage? The third stage is your stage of the one who is worthy of worship. You remember that form too, don't you? All of you are also worshipped, aren't you? Or is it that only those who live in Bharat are worshipped? Is your form worship? Baba is asking Sister Gayatri, is your form also worshipped? And she says, yes. Kumars, you say, is your form also worshipped? Yes. So your third form, is your worship worthy form, or your form in which you are worthy of worship? Fourth form is your Brahmin form at Sangam Yuga. And the last one is your angel form. Now, are you able to remember all your five forms? Have all the five forms come in your awareness? Okay, then, now in 1 second, stabilize yourselves in these five forms. Can you become the embodiment of them? Can you experience them? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can you experience them at one time? Are you experiencing them already? All the five forms. Are so lovely. You should be able to stabilize yourself in any form you want. You think of it and you begin to experience it. This is the spiritual exercise of the mind.
Aajkal sabhi kya karte hain?
What do people do these days? They do exercises, don't they?
Jaise aatme bhi.
Just as at the beginning, in your world, that is in Satyug, it's your world, is it not? So, in that world, you did exercise in a natural way whilst moving around. You did not do exercise by standing in one place and saying 1, 2, 3 and moving your limbs. You didn't do that. Similarly, at the end too, Baba makes you do the exercise of the mind. Just as by doing physical exercise, the body stays healthy, doesn't it? Similarly, keep doing the exercise of the mind whilst moving around. For that, you do not need extra time. It may be only for 5 seconds. Can't you spare even 5 seconds sometimes? Just 5 seconds. Is there anyone so busy that he or she cannot even spare 5 seconds? Is there anyone? Raise your hand if you are so busy that you cannot spare even 5 minutes. No one? You have time, don't you? Then you won't say, will you? What to do? I don't get time. You won't say that again, will you? You get time, don't you? Do you get time? And you keep doing this exercise from time to time in between, during actions, whatever actions you may be performing. Whilst performing those actions, spare 5 seconds and do the exercise of the mind. Healthy. It will always be okay.
Wow.
Bhaktada says that you can actually spare 5 seconds every hour to do this exercise of the mind. Is it possible? Will it be possible? Double foreigner sitting on the brother's side, on Baba's right side, tell, is it possible? Is it possible? Then raise your hand. What about those at the back? Yeah, you're also raising your hand. What about those sitting on the left, Baba's left? It is possible. It is possible. And those sitting in the middle, say, is it possible? And they raise their hand. See, everyone is saying that it is possible. Now, remember that. Remember that you raised your hand in Om Shanti Bhavan. Don't forget it. Then all the complaints which you have of your mind, you say, what to do, this mind is not so stable. What is it that, you know, what actually happens is that you make your mind into a mond. You know, mond is a weight. In the olden days, they used to have pounds, seers and monds. Now they have changed into kilograms, you know. So Baba is rhyming words, you make the man or mind into mond, M-A-U-N-D, that's a weight. And if you continue to do this exercise of the mind, then you will become very light. You will form a practice. Wherever you wish, whenever you wish, you will be able to experience it. As now, as you say, you are in a Brahmin life, you will think of it and you will experience it. When you will say angel form, then you will become an angel. Is it difficult? Is it difficult? No? It is not difficult. Isn't it? Is it difficult? Kumar, say, is it difficult? Is it difficult? A little bit difficult? Are you angels or not? Are you angels or not? Are you too? Or are they some others who are angels? Are they you or some others? They are you, aren't they? Aren't you the angels? So how many times have you become angels? How many times? How many times? Countless times you have become angels. Have you become angels countless times? You too? Baba is asking everyone, and many sisters sitting in the front. Countless times you have become that, and to repeat what you have already done countless times, should it be difficult? Do you still find it difficult? sometimes you find it difficult, is it? Now you have to practice this. Wherever you are, just take your mind on a tour for 5 seconds. You like to go on tours, don't you? Teachers say, is it okay? You will know how to go round, take a tour, go round, just take a round. And then start doing your actions. In every hour, take a round of the cycle and then start doing your work. Because you don't have to leave your work. You can't leave your work. You have to do your duty. Yeah, you need just 5 seconds, not even 5 minutes. Is it possible or is it not possible? Is it possible to spare 5 seconds? Baba is asking Gayatri Ben, is it possible even when you're in the United Nations office, UN office? And she says yes. You are Master Almighty Authorities. What can a Master Almighty Authority not do? When Bap Dada sees the children, he smiles, especially at one thing. What must be that? He smiles at one thing of the children. You challenge the world. You even print leaflets. You give lectures. You give courses. What do you say? You say that we are going to transform the world. All of you say this, don't you? Do all of you say this? Or is it those who give lectures only say this? Do all of you say this? Those sitting at the back, you also say this, don't you? Don't you challenge that we are going to transform the world? Yes. So on one hand you say that we are going to transform the world. We are Master Almighty Authorities. But on the other hand, you say, my mind, don't you? You are the masters of your mind, aren't you? So you are also Master Almighty Authorities, but still you say it is difficult. So won't Baba smile at this? He will smile at it, won't it? Kunti. Now, when you do that, you smile at yourself. You say, what to do? This mind doesn't accept, doesn't obey. Whatever comes in the mind, for that, Bap Dada has noticed that there are three types of lines. Three types of lines are known. One line is a line on the water. Have you seen a line in water, on water? You draw a line on water. What will happen? People do draw lines on water, don't they? That line disappears instantly. The other line is a line on paper or on a slate, on a board. You draw a line. And the hardest line is the line on a stone, on a rock. It is very difficult to erase a line on a stone or a rock. Therefore, Bap Dada has seen that many times the children draw such a strong line on the mind that it becomes like a line on a stone, on a rock. And even if they want to erase that line, they are unable to do so. Do you like such a type of line? How many times you even make a promise that, Baba, from now onwards it will not happen. From now onwards I will not do it. But again and again, you become enslaved, influenced. You become influenced. This is why Bap Dada, it's not that he dislikes the children or hates the children, but he feels sorry for the children because they become influenced. He feels mercy on the children. He feels mercy on those who become influenced. When Bap Dada looks at the children with that merciful vision, you know what comes on the screen of the drama? The question, till when? Till when? This question comes up on the screen of the drama. You have to give an answer to this question. Till when? Kab tak? Till when? Can the Kumars give the answer? Till when? Till when That is, when will this finish? You make many plans, don't you, Kumars? So till when? That is, when will all that finish? Can you tell? Till when will this continue? For how long will this continue? Say, for how long? Do you know the answer? That is, say, Dadiji, Dadi Janki are sitting on the side. What the other Dadi is saying? Dadi. And Mohini Ben of New York says, till the angelic stage is reached. And that also Baba asks, when? Till when? When will that angelic stage be reached? And everyone says, Baba will tell. So ultimately we all give up, don't we? We say, so everyone says, till, I mean, Baba should tell that answer. It's you who has to become an angel, or is it Baba who has to become an angel? Who has to become an angel? Is it you who has to become an angel, or is it Baba who has to become an angel? And everyone laughs and Baba smiles. Now think about the answer. The father will say, right now, are you ready? You did not even raise your hand when Baba asked about how many will come in the rosary. Even half of the rosary was not ready. Baba continues to give drishti. The scene of this Om Shanti Bhavan hall is so beautiful. There are chairs, translation booth, and I'm sure all of you are also enjoying it. Baba continues. Bap Dada always wants to see his children in their perfect forms. And Baba continues to give drishti. Probably he's seeing the children in their perfect forms, and then continues. You, all of you do say, don't you, that Baba is our world. All of you say this, don't you? Baba is our world. Do you have another world also besides Baba? No, isn't it? Baba alone is your world. Then,
or
else is what is there outside the world? Baba means to say, is there anything else outside this world? And to change the sanskars. In the life of Brahmins, the biggest obstacle which comes in their way is their sanskar. Whether it is their sanskar or it is the sanskar of others, everyone has the knowledge. Has the knowledge. Are with everyone. or everyone also has the powers. Or what is the reason for the powers? The reason for the powers did not emerge at the time when they are needed, but emerge a little bit later than when needed. What is the reason for that? You have the knowledge, you have the powers, but these powers don't emerge when they are needed. It is only later on that you think that it would have been good if I would have not said this but would have said that instead. It would have been good if I would not have done this and would have done that instead. However, that period when it was to happen, that passed away. Actually, all of you also think about the powers too. A great deal. You say, this is power of tolerance, this is power of decision, this is the way to use these powers. But what happens is that those powers don't come at the time when they should come. There is a little time gap. And the other thing that happens is that suppose once or at one time you are not able to use the power at the time of need, and then later on you do realize too that you shouldn't have done that but should have done the other thing instead. You do understand too later on. However, in spite of experiencing the mistake you made once, which actually made you an experienced one in that, you realize it to the extent you should realize so that it doesn't happen the next time. Because if you do realize, even after committing the mistake and change, then too you can progress. But what happens is that at that moment you do realize this is right and this is wrong. However, for that mistake to not repeat, for that to realize that and then change for good, that in that the percentage is not high and Maya is very cunning. Baba is using the word cunning. For example, supposing you do not have enough tolerance power, and an incident may come up in which you have to use tolerance power, and maybe once you realize that you need tolerance power, but then you know what Maya does? The next time, it comes, but in a different form. It changes its form and comes. It's the same power needed at that time, maybe tolerance power. But when Maya comes, it comes in a little changed form, just as in today's world, the thing may be the same, it's an old thing, but then it's polished so well, that it looks even better than a new one. Similarly, Maya comes in a polished form. Which actually needs the same power, but it comes in a little different, more polished form. For example, you are jealous of someone. You know, jealousy also is of different types. It's not of one type. The seed is jealousy. But it will come in another form. It won't come back in the same form. Then many times you think, that this situation was different, that was very different from this. Actually, the seed is the same. The only thing is that the form is changed. And therefore, for that, you need a power. Which one? Which power you need for that? The power to discriminate. The power to discern. for this, Bab Dada has told you earlier also. That you have to pay attention to two things. One is a true heart, that is truthfulness. Which means don't hide anything. Don't let anything to remain inside you, otherwise it forms like, you know, just like a gas balloon. What happens if you blow gas in a balloon and you keep blowing and blowing, what will happen? It will just break, won't it? Similarly, have a true heart. Okay, it may be possible that you are little, embarrassed in front of people to tell them the truth, because you may think, what will he think of me if I tell him the truth? With what vision will he look at me? But with a true heart, you tell in front of Bab Dada with that deep realization. Not that you just tell Baba, Baba, I made this mistake and that's it. It's just like giving an order. I did this. No, with that power of realization, with a true heart, if you realize that in front of Bab Dada, with your heart, in your heart, through your heart, not through your head, but through your heart, then your heart will become empty of filth, rubbish. All that dirt, the filth will finish. If trivial matters still remain in your heart, actually those matters are very trivial. They are not big things, but those trivial matters, little things, they accumulate in your heart and fill your heart, because your heart gets filled with those trivial matters. It doesn't remain empty of them. And because the heart is not empty, then are not vacant, then where will the comforter of hearts sit? You have to make your heart vacant for him to sit in your heart. He needs a place to sit in your heart, is it not? Or no? The Lord is pleased with a true heart. Whatever you are, however you are, or whatever I am, however I am, Baba, I am yours. I belong to you. And of course, Bab Dada knows you. He knows that everyone is number wise. Therefore, Bap Dada will not see you with that vision, that but what is needed from your end is to have a true heart. And the second thing, Baba had said that the line of your intellect should always be clear. There shouldn't be disturbance in the line. It should not cut off. Because if it is so, then whenever Bap Dada wants to give you power, to give you blessings at an extra time, also in the form of an extra help, that you will not be able to receive because the line isn't clear. It is not clean. It is cut off. And then whatever attainments which you would otherwise get, you are not able to receive. Many children say, sometimes they think, though they may not say, they say, Baba, such soul, so and so soul gets so much help from other Brahmin souls, from the seniors, from Bap Dada. But I get less help comparatively. What is the reason for that? Baba is actually a bestower. He is the ocean. You can take as much as you want to take, would like to take. You can take because Baba's treasure store is never locked. There is no security, no guard guarding over Baba's treasures. It's not locked. It's always open for all time. But the moment you say Baba, you can receive. Baba is the bestower, isn't he? He is the bestower as well as an ocean. So what will he lack? But it is these two things which come in the way. For that you need a true heart, a clean heart, and a clear intellect. Don't try to be clever. You sometimes try to be very clever. You try to be clever in different forms. The need is to have a clean, clear heart. A true, clean heart. And the intellect, the line of the intellect should always be checked. whether it is clear and clean or not. You notice in the different facilities provided by science that if there's a little disturbance, then there isn't clarity. You have to pay attention to this. The other important thing, as this is the last turn of the season, Baba is telling you all this. It is not only for the double foreigners, it is for everyone. It's the last turn and you double foreigners are sitting in front, and therefore Baba has to tell you, but it is for everyone, that Bap Dada has seen there is one sanskar or nature of course each one has his own nature or to be loved by all and to be successful in everything. To be carefree is another thing, but to be careless is another thing. Easy nature. Means as is the occasion, as is the person, as is the circumstance. To describe eliminate that and make the self easy accordingly. To be easy means to have a mixing nature. One should not have a tight nature, that is, be too official. It's good to be official, that is, here Baba means reserved. It's good to be official, but not too official, too reserved. Because when the need be to be easy and that one becomes very official, then instead of that becoming a virtue, that is not seen as his speciality. one should be able to mold himself. One should be able to mix with others, whether someone is small or big, junior or senior. With the senior one, he should be able to behave in that way. With the younger one, he should be able to become like him. With his colleagues, his equals, he should be able to be like them. He should be able to give regard to the seniors. He should be able to mold himself easily. Just as if the body too is flexible, that one can mold himself easily. No, but if the body is tight, then he cannot mold himself. One should not even be careless. If one is easy, sometimes, you know, when one is too easy, he can become careless. Bab Dada has said, to be easy and therefore I'm too easy. No, that can lead to carelessness. Don't be so easy in that way, so that you become careless. Easy in nature means to make your form as is the need of that time and situation. Double foreigners have got a good chance. You've got a good chance, haven't you? See, in this season, even Madhuban Nivasis did not get a chance. But double foreigners got two turns. So you are very beloved, aren't you? Bab Dada loves the double foreigners. Because you are moving forward with courage. You are keeping good courage. You have kept good courage. All of you are courageous, aren't you? Not the ones who get confused, are you? Do you get confused? Do you get confused? Do you get confused with small things? With small things? You're not saying yes. And everyone laughs. Otherwise you would nod your head and say yes. No. So Bab Dada has seen that before you used to get confused a great deal, but now there's a difference. You have kept good courage. And because you have courage, you also receive Baba's help. There is a difference now, isn't there? There's a difference, is it now, isn't there? Baba's asking Daddy Janki, is there a difference now? Now they don't come to you with long stories, do they? So you have to be short now, not bring long stories. Of course, you have to say what you want to say. Don't keep it in you. Say, but let it be very short. There is no need to elaborate what you would need 10 for what you would need 10 words that you can express in just 2-3 words. Because expansion has to take place. See, even now expanded, it's been so much expansion. So many have come. The number has increased considerably, hasn't it? And there will be more and more expansion. So as it all this, all of your number will keep increasing, that means you will have to make everything shorter, your words shorter. But even then, to a great extent, you do are clean in your heart, you are honest, you don't hide anything. Heart, it means that in your words, sanskar, nature, thoughts, mind, in all of them, there should be no rubbish of the past or old things. When will that day come? When, whether it is a Bharatvasi or a double foreigner, he comes, meets, and everyone says, oh, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, in a line, comes in a line. Can, will that day come? Just as you have sent an application that, Baba, we want drishti from you and we want to come on the stage even for 1 second to take drishti from you. So you have sent this application. Then Bap Dada says in return that, okay, today Bap Dada will fulfill your desire. But you must bring that day when you come in a line in front of Baba, Bap Dada or the Dadis And everyone says from the heart, I'm okay, I'm okay. Can that be possible? Can that be possible? Is it possible? Baba is asking again and again, is it possible? Yes. It is possible, isn't it? Kumar. Because there's been a Kumar's retreat and all the Kumars and the Kumar's retreat are sitting in the front. So Baba is asking and everyone says, yes, it is possible. Then Baba says, yes, this is very good news, but when will that day come? And again the question comes, when? Tell, all of you say, all the senior brothers are sitting here, Nirvair Bhai, Ramesh Bhai, Brijmohan Bhai, Karuna Bhai, all of them are sitting here. Baba is asking them, can you tell the date? And they are saying, now. Is it right? Now? Okay, Bab Dada is giving you some time. You may say, I will think, I have this weakness, I will remove this weakness. But then Bab Dada is giving you time. Bab Dada says, in the next season, when you come, you should be able to say that, come in a line and say that I'm okay, I'm okay. You still have 6 months. Is it okay? Do you agree to that? Not just in words, okay, okay, but from the mind, from your heart, you should be able to say okay. Are the Kumars ready? In the next season, all the Kumars who are ready for that, raise your hand. Those who were in the Kumars retreat and say that, yes, we are ready for that, raise your hand. There were over 100 and nearly 200 Kumars, but half of them have raised their hand. How much time you need? Other Kumars haven't raised their hand. Those who did not raise their hand, Baba is asking them, how much more time do you need? Do you need one whole year? Among the Kumars and the who came for the Kumar's retreat, those who did not raise their hand, they raise their hand now. I mean, did you understand? How much time do you need? Which Baba is asking, did you understand? Samja. Did you understand what Baba wants to say? Did you understand? Do you need 1 year for those who did not raise their hand? Will you be ready in 1 year? Those who think they will be ready in 1 year, raise your hand. Those who will be ready in 1 year, raise your hand. And those sitting here this side, they're not raising your hand. What are you saying? Baba is asking the Kumars, no? So what do you want? Other Kumars, you're not raising your hand in either. What do you want to say? You want to say something? You need more time? Even less time than that, is it? You need just 1 month? Not raise their hand. They write on a slip of paper and tell Baba how much time they need. Okay? The sisters, are you ready? The sisters, are you ready? Then raise your hand. In the next season, Baba wants to see you telling Baba, I'm okay, okay. All of you two sitting in the front, raise your hand. No? No? Just raise your hand for, you know, just like that. Raise your hand with the determination. By December this year, we'll be ready. This December, now. You are ready right now. Okay, they are saying we are ready right now. Pass with honor. Those who say we are ready right now, raise your hand. We are ready right now. This sister Gayatri, sister Wadi sitting in front. Yes, raise your hand. No, but you are hesitating to raise your hand. They are saying if Baba gives us the certificate, then we raise a hand. Baba will say, I will put a garland round your neck. Come, wear the garland. It's good if you say now. She should wear the garland. Come, Gayatri. Bab Dada is ready for that. Okay, if not a garland, it is a flower Baba will give you. Bab Dada is happy about it. If you become pass with honor from foreign lands, then that means the rosary is ready. The rosary will become ready quickly. Yes, you are strong. You don't become weak again. Anyone who keeps the courage definitely gets extra help. See these dadis, how did they become dadis? They kept the courage, didn't they? They kept the courage and they made strong promises with themselves. They took a pledge, we have to become. And this is why they are in the list of dadis. Therefore, the double foreigners too. Baba will put the double foreigners ahead in the front in the rosary of 108. So be ready for that. Baba will celebrate a ceremony for those who become the beads of the rosary of the victorious. It's not that it's only for those sitting in the front. It could be anyone. Bab Dada will have a ceremony for them. For those who are going to become or who are the victorious jewels, Baba will have a ceremony for them. You also will be in that ceremony, won't you? All of you sitting in the front will come in the ceremony, no? You have to come, no? Baba is asking someone in the front. You should say, why not? You should say, if not we, then who else? You should have that intoxication, that faith. It's not a big thing. You already have become Baba's children. Now you can't go back to the old world. Will you go back to the old world? Even if you do go back to the old world, you will neither be able to live in that world nor will you be of this world. You'll be nowhere. Therefore, you cannot go back to the old world. You have to keep on moving forward. As Baba is your world, what else is remaining? Bab Dada has very, very elevated hopes in the double foreigners that there will be such jewels among the double foreigners who will come in the list of last so fast so first children. Even those of Bharat will come, but today double foreigners are sitting in front, and therefore Baba is addressing to them. They will come last, so fast, so first, and they will do such wonders. It will be such a wonder to. It has to happen anyway. But the only thing is, who will come in the front, that has to be revealed. Actually, it is to happen anyway. Teachers say, isn't it to happen? Center surrendered, center vasis, all the center vasis say, what do you think? Will you come fast and first? Will all of you come fast and first? All of you? There are many senior center vasis sitting in front of Baba. So Baba is seeing them and saying, Bab Dada says, Baba is happy to see that the courageous ones will definitely become victorious. It's not a question of whether they will be or not, they will or not, will be or not be, but you will. Even the Kumars, do you have hope in yourself? Do you have hope in yourself? Yeah, they are listening very seriously. There's Brother Yogesh, Brother David, Brother Publio sitting in the front, many Kumar sitting in the front. Who has come from the farthest land? Who has come from the farthest land? It is Bab Dada. Is it you or is it Bab Dada? However, you know, from far you may have come, you may say I've come from very far, but you cannot come from a distance further than from Bab Dada's. So, are you satisfied? Are double foreigners satisfied? You met Baba specially. You're happy? Hope you won't say, Baba, this didn't happen, that didn't happen. Thank you. Baba continues to give drishti to everyone. We have brothers and sisters from 67 countries. Okay, all those who have come from different parts of Bharat, raise your hand. There are so many who have come from different parts of Bharat. Also from this end. All those, all Madhubani Vasis, raise your hand. There are many Madhubani Vasis sitting here. Madhubani Vasis are clever. They are there to every, you know, sitting in the corners, sitting at the back, sitting on the sides, Madhubani Vasis. Madhubani Vasis have a sweet complaint. You know, last time Baba said in the Muli that Baba will give toli to all the Madhubani Vasis, and Baba could not give, and therefore they complained to Baba, "Baba, we did not get toli from you." And Bab Dada says that in this season, take a dilkhush toli, happy heart toli from Bab Dada. And Madhuban, Shantivan, Hospital, Gyan Sarovar, all that is Madhuban. So, it's Bab Dada has a plan for them. So this complaint won't remain. Bab Dada has a plan for them, and Baba has to please them too. Otherwise, how will you double foreigners come if Baba doesn't please the Madhubani Vasis? Yeah, of course, they work so hard, their share comes first. Everywhere they work so hard. And they have to get the fruit of that hard work. But the only thing is that there isn't time. Actually, Bab Dada remembers the Madhubani Vasis first. Which new country, you know, from which new country have double foreigners come? Which country has come for the first time? Which country has come for the first time? Uruguay. Kuwait is an island. From Kuwait also. One country of Caribbean. Egypt. Who's from Egypt? He's standing. He's come from Egypt.
Kuwait.
Congratulations.
Kuwait.
Also from Kuwait. Who has come from Kuwait? Who has come from Kuwait? Very good. Corazon. Corazon, is it? Corazon? Caribbean, somewhere from Island in the Caribbean. Who is it? Yeah. Yeah, she's standing. You're the only one? Yeah, the only one. Very good. Congratulations to all of you. When children are born in a family, they congratulate, no? So in your family too, new children have been added, and therefore everyone is happy, is it not? Very good. So nearly over 1600 double foreigners sitting in this gathering from 67 countries, and the center vasis are sitting in front. The center vasi sisters, brothers or sisters, those who live in centers, raise your hand. All those brothers and sisters who live in centers, center vasis, sub-center vasis. Yeah, many are sitting in the front. All those who live in the centers are strong. You have stamped yourselves, haven't you? You have been stamped by the Almighty Authority Government that you are strong. Have you been stamped with the word strong by the Almighty Government? Have you been stamped? Or is the stamp little light and it may erase sometime? Hope the stamp is not a light one. All those who live in the center, is the stamp of strong. Strong in you. Now those who live in the centers, Baba is asking them, those who say that we will be with Baba till the end and we will go with Baba back home. Now we will be with Baba here till the end and we will go along with Baba at the end. You raise your hand. Yes, take the photograph. Yeah. Take the TV. Which TV is working? So Ramesh Bhai is caught up to take the photograph. Keep your hand raised high. Yeah, keep your hand raised. Don't lower your hand. Your photo is being taken and Bab Dada will decorate your photo in the subtle regions. Very good. So congratulations for being with Baba till the end, in advance too. It is good. Even if one of your companions fluctuates, you don't like it, don't you? All of you will go together, not one after the other, but you'll go together. You will be together, live together. Now, in service, you will be together. and you will go together back home. And then in your kingdom also, you will come down together and rule together. Yes, are you firm on this? You are firm on this, aren't you? What will you become, Baba? Will you become friend, Krishna's friend? Baba is asking. Gayatri, Wadi, what will you become, Krishna's friend? Good. Congratulations to you. It's good. Everyone is permitting you. You can become Krishna's friend. And what will you become, Gayatri? You haven't thought of it? No. She's saying, Baba, I want to be close to you now. That is understood. You are close. If you are close here, if you are with Baba here, then it's a promise that you will be there also together. Baba promises to you. If you are here together, then it's a guarantee that you are there also together, isn't it? All of you will be together. Baba is looking at everyone sitting in the front. Will you be far away? Or will you come to meet Krishna only sometimes? No, you'll be together. You will study together too, won't you? You will study together with Krishna. So study together, play together, dance together, you know, move about together, isn't it? You want to move about with Krishna together, isn't it? Very good. Even the Pandavas too, you will also dance with Krishna, or will it only the sisters who will dance with Krishna? Even the Pandavas will dance with Krishna. Both have the chance. Anyone who wants can do it, because none of the seats have been fixed yet. Only two seats are fixed. Even third and fourth are vacant. Only two seats are fixed. That is, the other seats have not been announced. You can claim a number. Did the Kumars do good retreat? Was your retreat good? Who was your teacher? Lee James. Malaysia. It was done by the Malaysian. Who was the teacher? Yes. And Dr. Nirmala, Didi Nirmala. Didi Nirmala. Was the result good? And Didi Nirmala said it was very good. Ratan Moini Dadi also took great care. Was it good? Baba is asking Ratan Moini Dadi, and she said, yes, very good. Who is most happy to see everyone? And everyone says, Bab Dada, but who else? Each one will say, I'm very happy to see everyone. Very good. You should be happy to see everyone. They don't tire you. And the daddy say, no. Achcha.
Dadis are so happy to see everyone. Dadi is saying this with both her arms wide open, that she's so happy to see everyone. Yes, the dadis. Is it the dadis who are more happy, or is it you who are more happy? Both? Both. So Bab Dada met all of you personally. He did chit chat with you, though you are sitting far, but still you are so close. Shashi Ben is telling Baba there are many more teachers. All the teachers who give courses, who assist the center vasis, they raise their hand. The assisting teachers. Also Gita Pashalas, Siram Gita Pashalas, there are so many. Very good. Very good. You are playing a double role. Or to all those who play a double part, they get double help. Those who play a double part get double help. You have good courage.
अभी सभी ये ड्रिल करो लगाओ जा
key to all
the most elevated souls of all four directions.
Samadhyā. Bhejne walon ko.
To all those who are all those in and all four directions who have sent their news. Who have sent letters written with love in all relationships. As well as the news of service, their new plans. Their great enthusiasm, which they have written, and Bab Dada has received them all. To the extent you have written with love, each one should, to all those who have written with love, to them, or they should accept the Yad Pyar from the Comforter of Hearts, from His heart. Yad Pyar. The children have love for the father, and the father has multi-million times love for the children, and this love is immortal. The beloved children can, and neither can the beloved children be separated from the father, nor can the father be separated from them. They are together and they will always be together. To all the children in all four directions who make themselves equal to the Father, who are merged in Baba's eyes, Baba's heart, Baba's forehead, who are close to these, who live in Baba's world only.
God.
who follow Bab Dada at every step. Who were victorious, are victorious, and will always be victorious. To such ones who have this faith and intoxication, to all such lovely, long lost, now found children, Bab Dadas, Yad Pyar and Namaste. So the Murli is over and we have so many senior brothers and sisters of foreign law left out, from where double foreigners haven't come. Otherwise I have a long list here of the countries. Everyone is very happy to see the dadis, no? Or do you feel that, oh, how I wish we were also I was also a dadi and I would be sitting with Baba like this. No, they are saying they are happy to see this beautiful scene of Bab Dada with the dadis, no? And dadi is saying, well, all of you are also didi, didi, didi. People call you didi, didi now. You are didis. It is good. Each one's love is blessing for them. Everyone is happy to see. So just be happy. Never, never allow your mood to go off. Let your face be always cheerful and a stable stage. Whoever looks at you should get an experience of spirituality through you. This is a very good method of service. Let there be spiritual cheer, happiness on your face. Let the happiness not be ordinary, but it should be spiritual happiness. Let your face not change. Just as there should be a stable stage, so too there should be a stable face, a stable mood. Can it be possible? Everything stable? Yes, or it is to happen. It is to happen. It has to happen. Or has it already happened? Already become stable? It has to happen, and that means it has already happened, no? If supposing someone will take your photograph all of a sudden, nothing else should be visible on your face, just the spiritual happiness, spiritual smile on your face. Even if you are working, doing some task, even if you have a lot of tension of service, but there should be happiness on your face. Then you won't have to work very hard. Then instead of talking for 1 hour, if you have a spiritual smile on your face, then instead of speaking for 1 hour, even the same amount of service you will be able to do in 1 second, because what is practical does not need any explanation. Then whoever comes in front of you, even if somebody is there to insult you, to abuse you, the one who is not giving you respect, who is not praising you, maybe even giving you disrespect, but your spiritual smile should not go away. Can it be possible? Kumar, say, can it be possible? All the Pandavas, say, can it be possible that your spiritual smile on the face remains constant and you are stable? Then you'll be freed from a lot of hard work. You won't have to do any labor. I have to give a spiritual smile, come what may. I don't have to renounce my spiritual smile. Can it be possible? Are you thinking a lot? Are you thinking a lot? Are you thinking too much? You will do it. Congratulations. Baba is telling someone sitting in the front from the brother's side. Will it be possible? Those who are sitting in front will definitely have to do it. You'll have to do it. Won't you have to do it? You're sitting in front. It is good.